This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Lubov Sobel and Paul Gregory. They're on the campus of Stanford University speaking of events that are world scale. Russia under Vladimir Putin, Russia during wartime, Russia during the politics of the expectations of the future. All of this comes down to why Lubov is in Stanford University and as a member of the party that is called the Future of Russia Party, founded by Alexei Navalny, now detained for an indeterminate number of years by the Russian state because he dissented from Vladimir Putin's supremacy. Lubov, congratulations for being at Stanford University. California is beautiful. If you're going to start anywhere, you start in California. And Paul, thank you very much for this introduction. Lubov, you are a lawyer. You're educated in Moscow. You were born in Moscow, Moscow Oblast. And you left Russia, according to the news reports, when there was an arrest warrant out for you as a member of the party of Russia's future, the Russia Future Party. What are the charges against you? And is it accurate that there's an active warrant for your arrest? Good day to you.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Thank you for your interest. Yes, as many as four criminal cases were initiated against me in Russia. And the first criminal record was opened against me for trial to talk to a person from a group of Navalny's poisoners. I came to the house of one of their FSB members who participated in the poisoning of Navalny, and I wanted to talk to him on camera. Other cases were initiated against me for my participation in organizing peaceful rallies. And in fact, Putin is trying to imprison everyone who fights against his criminal regime and wants to see Russia as a democratic state and who has great support among the people. That's why.
Paul, a detail about Alexei Navalny, now detained by the Russian state. Who tried to poison him, Paul? Why did they try to poison him? What is your measure?
Well, they tried to poison him because he was a very inconvenient person. The best known opposition figure to Vladimir Putin. It's interesting he was poisoned in the provinces because Navalny's vision of a democratic Russia is based upon gaining political power in the regions. And so it was there that they followed him and administered the poisoning in his underpants, which is a rather unusual way to kill someone.
Lubov, I come to you about this. When you first heard that Mr. Navalny had been poisoned and was taken to Germany and was given the opportunity to live, they saved his life. What did you think of that? What did you think of what the Russian state was doing? What did you and your colleagues talk about?
First of all, I was shocked, and that I realized that the times was changing, and we are living in a new reality.
Yes, I understand. Did you feel personally threatened when you heard about the poisoning? Did you and your party members feel that you were now about to be attacked?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
And this took place over several years. Mr. Navalny then decided to return to Russia, very brave. So let's go through the process. He was arrested and charged with crimes. And then he was found guilty and detained initially for 2.5 years. At this point, you continued your political affiliation with the members of his party. You're a member of you're a party member. Did the whole party understand that they were now to be attacked, that after Navalny was put in jail, it was going to get bad for all of you?
Yeah, definitely. There's two options now for any pro-democratic activist in Russia. You can go, you can be put in prison, or you should go abroad. There's only two options for any members of our team or even any pro-democratic activists in Russia. It's very dangerous to fight against Putin and stay in Russia.
Paul, these events happened after 2020, the summer of 2020. The poisoning, the nerve agent, the rescue of Alexei Navalny. This is during the pandemic, a very dangerous time in the world. Is it your measure, Paul, just looking at this, that Alexei Navalny and Lubov Sobol are being persecuted because the state is feeling weak or strong? Why are they picking on young people who clearly have no particular power other than their voice?
I would like Lubov to answer that question. I think her opinion is much more important than mine. I do want to emphasize Lubov's bio, which is that she runs the Navalny Live YouTube, which gets 20 million followers. She is a key person in the FBK group, which is Navalny's anti-corruption group. And in addition, she is in the party. I would characterize Lubov as Navalny's right hand. So I think it's important the listener knows with whom they're talking. But why did Putin do this?
I think it shows Putin's weaknesses. Because he poisoned, he tried to kill Navalny because Navalny is Putin's main opponent in Russia. Navalny is the most popular person, politician, and he expresses the ideas of democracy and fights against Putin's corruption and the corruption of his inner circle. So the Kremlin always says that Navalny's rating is low and he's a marginal with the ideas of democracy, but this is not so. Navalny is afraid of popular politicians and afraid of losing power.
So the reason there's, in this country, we have a saying when you're a politician, you don't punch down. That's a way of talking about how you don't go after someone who's not as powerful or as strong or as well-known as you are. In this instance, it would appear that Vladimir Putin, who is now conducting a war that has all of NATO enlarged, is punching down against a man whom he's imprisoned. Paul emphasizes that you have a YouTube channel where you have reactions from around the world, especially from Russia. Is the opinion that you learn on your YouTube channel that Alexei Navalny is the voice that can match Vladimir Putin? Is he seen as powerful as Vladimir Putin in dissent, as Putin is in war?
Come again, please.
Yes. Does Alexei Navalny enjoy the attention worldwide that Vladimir Putin does because he's imprisoned by Putin? How is he seen on your YouTube channel?
No, Navalny, what kind of opinions do you get of Navalny from viewers of the YouTube channel? You should answer in terms of how many listeners you get.
I see. Thank you. It's prohibited to do any offline activities, political activities in Russia. So we have only choice to speak with our audience through YouTube or other social media platforms. And we use YouTube. It's the most popular platform for Russian people. And so we have three big YouTube channels. And I am a producer of our YouTube channels. And we have a big audience we have more than 150 million views and more than 26 million unique views in the first 2 months of the war. And this is a large part of the audience from Russia. And we make different programs designed for different audience, different audiences. And our video about investigations, new releases, and analytical programs, and even entertainment content. So we make a lot of videos, and it's about we promote democracy, denounce Putin's corruption, and oppose Putin's propaganda and his war in Ukraine. So we...
John, could I ask Luba a question?
Yes, of course.
Why does Putin not shut down YouTube?
Oh, because YouTube is the most popular platform in Russia, and he thinks that it will be a huge signal, a big signal to the elites and
to the elites.
Mm-hmm. It will be a huge signal to the elites and to the Russian that something is not good, and that time was changed, and Putin wants to he wants to show that there is no changes in Russia now. He is in power, and all is good, and that it's fine. But so if you shut down YouTube channel or YouTube as a platform, it will be a huge signal to a population that suffering is wrong.
I understand all of that, and it's significant to me, Paul, the irony of this. You try to poison a man and you put him in jail on trial, and then you won't, and then you're afraid of shutting down his YouTube channel dedicated to him. It's upside down. Lubov, the question about Alexei Navalny's health, it's very difficult to understand. He's now been tried again and put away for many years. What do we know about his health in... I'm told he's in severe conditions.
We don't know a lot about his health because he's in severe isolation in a Russian prison, and we can't contact with him only through his lawyers. And it's difficult to do it now. So we have we don't have a lot of information about his health, but we worried a lot about his health and his life, because in fact that he's in the hands of those people who already tried to kill him, and he's in prison, and the Russian prison is not a comfortable place at all. It's a very in isolation, in very bad conditions, and we are worried about his health a lot.
I'm speaking with Lubov Sobel and Paul Gregory. They're in the Stanford University campus at the Hoover Institution. Lubov Sobel is an attorney, as well as running a YouTube channel about the what is called the Russia of the Future Party. We're speaking of the politics of Russia in wartime, with the Kremlin violently suppressing any dissent. When we come back, what is the vision the Russia of the Future Party has when the day comes that Vladimir Putin is no longer the despot? I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.